The Book of Hebrews, Chapter 1. God, having of old time spoken to the fathers in the prophets by diverse portions and in diverse manners, has at the end of these days spoken to us in His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the ages, who being the radiance of His glory, and the very image of His substance, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had made purification of sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become by so much better than the angels, as He has inherited a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels did He say at any time, "You are my Son, this day I have begotten you," and again, "I will be to Him a Father, and He will be to me a Son"? And when He again brings in the firstborn into the world, He says, "And let all the angels of God worship Him." And of the angels, He says, "Who makes His angels winds and His ministers a flame of fire." But of the Son, He says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the scepter of uprightness is the scepter of Your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, Your God, has anointed You with the oil of gladness above Your peers. And You, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of Your hands. They will perish, but You continue, and they will all wear out as does a garment. And as a mantle You will roll them up as a garment, and they will be changed. But You are the same, and Your years will not fail." But of which of the angels has He said at any time, "Sit at My right hand, until I make Your enemies the footstool of Your feet"? Are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth to do service for the sake of those who will inherit salvation?